This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
A teacher was taking multiple buses to the school, and the CEO of a beauty products company, I don't even know the company, I don't know the story, I just know that this happened. You probably know more about the story, but I'm going to talk about it in a bigger picture. But anyway, a CEO of this beauty company bought her a car. Recently, there was a story not long ago about a kid who walked 20 miles because his car broke down when he was headed to work. And, you know, of course, he's late, but he walked 20 miles. I'm sure it was a combination between walking and hitching. I don't know. But supposedly he walked a long way to get to work, and he gets to work, and his boss bought him a new car. I mean, at some point said, I'm buying this kid a car. And you've probably heard of other stories similar to this. I remember this older black gentleman. He was walking 7 miles to get somewhere, and either strangers or somebody bought him a car because they'd see him doing this every day. Every day. Welcome, everybody. It's Kevin Jackson you're listening to. I get almost teary-eyed when I think about people that do that. People that get up every day in a struggle. I mean, I'm not rich or anything by any stretch of the imagination. I had a lot more money in the past than I have now, but I want for nothing. I mean, I enjoy my life. I get up, I know there's cars for me to use, there's gas in those cars, there's generally food around. I mean, I'm not wanting for anything. And I've struggled in life. And I'm sure you have too, and you know others who have. And when I hear these stories of people that day in and day out get up and do something, and then I listen to the people that complain all the time, just, oh, this didn't happen, that didn't happen, my life isn't the way I want it to be, blah, 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 blah. It just makes me go, okay, see, that's why these people get their cars. That's why these, you can call them random acts of kindness, but what they have in common is they have a person who's willing to go the extra mile. A person who isn't complaining. Life is going to give you plenty of reasons to complain. That's the way it works. Glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me, the host of the show, Kevin Jackson. You can call us at 844-551-8255. There's not anything random when somebody recognizes something good in you. When you hear those stories about somebody walking X number of miles, taking multiple buses, it's a 3-hour commute both ways to work hard, and then they got to come home, and you as a parent, you know, and they got kids, and then, you know, they get home, and then they got to cook, and they got to clean, and they got to get the kids ready, and they got to do the studies, and they're doing it. And they're doing it. And they've been doing it for years. 4 or 5 years, a parent died, or somebody left them. And they're doing it. And you reflect on your own life. Oh my gosh. Oh, complain, complain, complain. This is happening. That's happening. Oh, hey, what are we doing for dinner tonight? Let's go to the steakhouse. Oh, okay, let's go. Let's invite some friends for cocktails. Oh my gosh, my job is so tough. You know, the half a mile bike ride, you know, from your, you know, $500,000 condo that daddy bought or whatever. Kid walks 20 miles when his car breaks down. Doesn't turn around. Doesn't go make a phone call. Says, hey, my car broke down. I'm 20 miles away. I can't come to work. No. Goes to work. People jumping on multiple buses. You know what it means when they tell you they're jumping on multiple buses? It means it takes a long time to get to work. Dude walked 7 miles in the snow. I remember this. And I know, look, it's one of these stories like, yeah, things were so tough when I was a kid. I walked barefooted in the snow. You know, no, this guy literally was walking in the snow. He wasn't barefoot. He was walking in the snow. I'm just not tired of the complaints. We're a very loving and caring country. And you know what? I'm telling you, I know you're listening to me and you're saying to yourself, Kevin, I feel identically the same when I hear these stories. I want to do what I can to help. Let me tell you how I know you'll do it. Because periodically when we hear stories like this, we say we want to, you know, raise money for that particular person. So maybe the guy buys them gas. We say we want to buy you, you know, your first few fill-ups of your car. Here's a certificate for, you know, here's a Shell credit card with $500 on it or whatever. Thank you. Thank you for showing what the true American spirit means. That's why you donate to projects like that. I have an affinity for that. I really do. My affinity is, I grew up rough, but I always knew, even in our poverty, that I had so much. I mean, people talked about there are starving kids in Africa. And I took it literally as, yes, there are starving kids in Africa. I cannot waste. I must be appreciative. I must be thankful. Yes, I'm poor, but I'm poor America. That's rich. That's very rich. Do you think that we've instilled that in our people anymore? These thugs that want to march and be mad about everything that comes up. They got an anniversary day for everything that they consider horrible. Anti-capitalist, anti-this, anti-that. I will tell you, I know this is not the right format to tell you, but I'd like to beat the crap out of every one of these Antifa thugs. Hiding behind mask, criticizing the fascist America that they claim that we are, as they pretty much provide the best example of fascism you can have. Running around anonymously trying to beat people up. I'd love to have an app where you could just get 1,000 people to ascend on every one of them, circle them, and beat the dog out of them. And everybody goes, when you see Antifa, you just hit the app. Boop! They get surrounded by 8 people and get the crap beat out of them. That's what they need. They should be appreciating this country. They should be looking for things to love about this country. This, by the way, is true of the left, period. Why aren't you looking for ways? There was a thing that said, hate hurts or something like that, you know, that the left, there's some little slogan they have. They always have a nice little slogan that tells you what they don't go, what they really aren't going to do. And I was thinking to myself, all you people do is hate. Just angry people all the time. Find some kindness and exude kindness for a day or two.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Danny O'Connor is one of about 25 Democratic congressional candidates who says he will not support Nancy Pelosi if he is elected ultimately in November for Speaker or even for party leader going forward. What does that tell you, that you have so many particular younger candidates from around the country, again, perhaps from these less urban districts, that want to see a change at the top of leadership?
Well, you know, what's interesting is you look at the Connor Lamb race, you look at this race here, and you know, Democrats are talking about making sure we save your health care, making sure that if you have a pre-existing condition that you can continue to get health care coverage. And all Republicans can do is talk about Nancy Pelosi or talk about trying to tout that reckless tax cut.
That and only I understand that they are running on Pelosi, but again, Danny O'Connor made his position clear Do you think she is a bit of a burden to some Democratic candidates?
Listen, every Democrat running for office is going to do what they think is in the best interest of their district. Nancy Pelosi is responsible for the passage of the Affordable Care Act. We wouldn't have coverage for people with pre-existing conditions without the leadership of Nancy Pelosi. And so millions of Americans are in better shape because of that. And again, as I said, every person who's running in a particular district is going to make their judgment. And what we're seeing across the country is people want to know, how are you going to help improve my life? How are you going to improve public education? How are you going to make sure that prescription drug prices don't keep skyrocketing? How are you going to save my mother who has breast cancer and can't get coverage if you repeal the Affordable Care Act? These are the things that Democrats are focused on. And frankly, the absence of any message on the Republican side is really remarkable. And that's why we keep winning in places where we have no business winning. And we're competitive in a place where the congressman in 2016 won by over 30 points. That's right. Remarkable.
That was Tom Perez, the DNC chairman, being interviewed about Nancy Pelosi. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Interviewing about Pelosi and saying nobody wants, in him not admitting, that nobody wants Pelosi around. Nobody wants to run with her. They're distancing themselves from her. I want you to contrast that with what's happening with Donald Trump. Please come. Begging Donald Trump to come. Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. KJRadio.com. No, the Democrats aren't in disarray. They're in great shape. Tom Perez didn't even answer the question. Oh, well, people can do what they want to do, but we want to talk about health care. Nancy Pelosi, she was instrumental in Obamacare. Yeah, that's one of the reasons they don't want her. It's funny. He's making the case for Pelosi as a guy's telling him. Then why doesn't anybody want her? Do you understand? He's making the case. She was really good. She's been a great speech. Because he's a puppet. He's a puppet. She's got her hand up his little thingy and going, whoop, 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 because he can't say it. Let's just spout out Democrat talking points. Oh, we need this. We want a better economy. The tax cut was worthless. It didn't help anybody. Tom, why don't they want Nancy? If all the things you're saying is true, why don't they want Nancy Pelosi around? Democrats are in total disarray. If it weren't for cheating, we would never have to worry about these clowns at all. But they will cheat. They will connive. They will steal. They will kill. They will do whatever it takes to stay in power. That is the truth of the leftists. And look, Democrats listening to this program think that I'm just some vitriolic, you know, pundit that doesn't like them. I like you. I don't care. You are human beings. If I didn't have to worry about your politics, I'd love you all to death. The problem is, you have to worry about your politics because you are idiots. You Democrats don't know what you're doing. You don't know how policy impacts people because they allow things that they don't ever have to deal with themselves. Either Democrats are taking based on what the power structure is giving, but the people caught in the middle are just getting squeezed. And that's the rest of America. That is the heart of America, the heart and the soul of America. The thing that defines the American spirit is the one that they put the twist on, that they keep you in a vice, just cranking and cranking away. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said Sunday she doesn't mind Democratic congressional candidates distancing themselves from her until after the 2018 midterm elections. So she's saying, look, do what you have to do. She says, I have not asked one person for a vote. I haven't asked a candidate or an incumbent for a vote. This is what she said on MSNBC of her bid to become speaker should the Democrats flip the House. What is important, and I know better than anybody how important it is for us to win this election because I see up close and personal what the Republicans and the president are doing. Yeah, they are ruining life for you because they're showing that we can be successful with the right type of leadership. You're right, Nancy. This is horrible for you. Look, folks, whenever you're considering how to think about the Democrats, just remember this. Whatever makes sense to you is crazy to them. That's the way it works. If you say, I'm going to get up, get off my butt, go find me a job, be less dependent upon those around me, and become an independent person, an independent thinker, the Democrats will look at you and go, what is your problem? Why do you not want this safety net that we've prepared for you? Why do you not want to take advantage of that? Why do you not want to be part of the system of slavery that we've set up for you? She's getting no love, Nancy Pelosi. I want you to contrast this with everything that you're seeing on our side of the aisle. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are the two biggest names in the Democratic Party at this moment. If you want to make Barack Obama Adam, look, let's put them all in there. Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Harry Reid, you don't hear anything from him because he's retired. Who else? Throw them in there. Michelle Obama. Who else? Who we got? Kamala Harris. Name them. Put them all together and ask yourself, would any Democrat who wants to win in a challenging district, and you know, now I'm not talking about in California or Massachusetts or whatever, I'm talking about where there's a challenge, would you bring any of those people in to work your campaign, to run for you, in any way, in any capacity? Let me tell you, the Maytag repairman is busier than any of those Democrats. Nobody wants him. She goes on to say this. I say to candidates, do whatever you have to do. Just win, baby. Only then, after the election, will I ask for their support. Because she says she's the best person for the job. And, of course, the president has tweeted, yeah, Nancy, Democrats, stay with her. Be a part. I will tell you, we should all, if we were as scurrilous as the Democrats were, we would be saying this to the Democrats. We'd say, hey, you know what? That Nancy Pelosi is amazing. You should definitely consider working with Pelosi, leaving her as speaker. She's been phenomenal for you. You Democrats are amazing at picking candidates. Look at Barack Obama. Look at Ocasio-Cortez. Look at all these people that you have lining up. Luis Gutierrez, who left the Congress because he's supposedly going to run for president, bring him. Eric Holder, you know what? Bring the litany of clowns that you want to get their butts kicked because we're ready.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News. Today, Turkey retaliated against the United States for sanctions placed against the country for not freeing U.S. pastor Andrew Brunson, who is facing terrorism charges and a prison sentence. Congressman David Kustoff of Tennessee says all this back and forth on tariffs is only going to hurt Turkey.
The leader there, Erdogan, is really, I think, crippled their country by the tariffs that they put on the United States. I mean, banning the iPhone, that only hurts their citizens.
The search for 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts continues. Now, there's been a website set up, and tips are continuing to flow into that website. Tibbetts' dad joined Fox News earlier today.
You know, for anybody who might be involved in this, I would say you've made a mistake. You can end it now. We can all get on with our lives. And so do the right thing.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, how enthusiastic are you, Republicans? Are you supercharged going into the midterms, or are you lackadaisical? I'm just curious, because I've read, I've heard, I've been told that the Democrats have what's called an enthusiasm edge. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com. An enthusiasm edge. I will tell you this. I have never been more enthused politically in my life. I know when I was able to cast a vote for Ronald Reagan, I proudly did so, but I'm going to cast votes for Republicans in the 2018 elections like you didn't believe. And in 2020, I will proudly go vote for Donald Trump again. I don't know about you. What do you think? You tell me, what's the enthusiasm you have? Do you know the enthusiasm of others? Do you know of people who were less enthused, who are now more enthused about what's going to happen in the midterms as well as in the 2020 election? Let's not look too far ahead. You know, as a fighter, I'm going to tell you, don't look forward to the fight two fights from now. You better look forward to the fight you have coming up. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a call. KJRadio.com. Enthusiasm gap. How could the Democrats possibly believe that they have an enthusiasm gap? We've got people out there who are delusional. I'm talking about, when I tell you mind fried, they are fried. They believe the Russia investigation. They believe the conspiracies surrounding Donald Trump. They don't believe that this government did anything to thwart Donald Trump. They believe him to be an illegal president. I'm telling you, that faction exists. It's a small sliver of the Democrat Party, but a dangerous sliver of the Democratic Party. There's a sliver of the Democratic Party that wants Marxism. And I don't want to get into the isms, except to tell you that they don't want life the way you know it in America. They want you to fund everything, to every little pipe dream that they have. And they don't want you to make any bones about it. Don't you complain. They want your money. You give it up. They're professional gangsters. They're running on higher taxes. They're running on not building a wall, letting illegals come in, thwarting the legal immigration system. They're running on criminality and letting people be criminals. They're running on making you a criminal if you don't use the right pronoun. I cannot tell you the number of stories where now people are talking about Z for his and her. You know, za, ziz, za. And if you don't use it correctly, you're going to get fined, go to prison, whatever, over the use of the wrong pronoun. This is the type of life these people want for you. And they think you're going to roll over and accept it in November because they have an enthusiasm gap. Oh, yeah. You think you're excited. I don't know how you feel. I don't know who you voted for. I don't know who you were for in the primary. I don't know if you like Donald Trump, hate him, whatever. But I'll tell you this. If you're listening to this program, the likelihood is you weren't for Donald Trump at some point, and you suddenly are. You find yourself gravitating towards his policies. You may not like him. I'll even tell you this. I believe this in my heart of hearts. Most of you who thought the tweeting was nonsense, it was stupid, it was unpresidential, you now like the tweeting. Most of you like the idea that Donald Trump is confrontational, that he confronts the media, that he confronts the entertainment industry, that he confronts the football players, that he confronts those who would dare do you, America, harm. That I would venture to say most of you actually believe that Donald Trump is serious about MAGA, making America great again, and he does indeed put America first. I bet you agree with most of his policy decisions, even if they may impact you negatively. You still say, you know what, I'm willing to take a little bit of the bad with the good. I was with a lady. I went to do a presentation for Senator Kelly Ward, and I was a surrogate at an event. And a lady said to me, well, my daughter has a certain type of diabetes, and it's a pre-existing condition, and we're concerned about the repeal of Obamacare because then it's going to impact her. And this is at a Republican event. And I said to her, ma'am, with all due respect, I appreciate what your daughter's going through. I said, everybody in this room has a pre-existing condition of some sort. It could be psoriasis. It isn't going to kill you. But a pre-existing condition of cancer or something like that could kill you. So I do understand. I said, and here's what I can tell you. Donald Trump has said with his own lips, I'm going to take care of those with the pre-existing conditions. And let's face it, we all have them. It's just a matter of how serious. Now, to what degree can he do that and not collapse the system? We'll find out. But here's what I said. The biggest overarching thing you have to consider when you look at Obamacare and health care in general. Do you want, in the case of Arizona, a physician who understands health care probably better than most, who's being supervised by a businessman, who's a successful businessman who has already proven it, he knows what he's doing, or would you rather turn it over to the leftists who've given you Obamacare? That's the big picture. Now, we can all look at it selfishly and individually and go, well, you know, this. Let me tell you something. Whatever amount of money that you're paying, I'm telling you, I don't know how much more I can take. My health care is $2,400 a month. And still I have co-pays, and I still have a deductible that would choke a quarter horse. So what am I getting? I'm $30,000 in before I even start delivering on a co-pay. I mean, on a deductible. So I want it gone, and you know what? I'm willing to give a little bit extra to somebody like you. But it isn't going to be $1,000 or whatever amount. So there you go. I'm telling you, I want you to stop. We, as conservatives, you know what we do? We don't think selfishly. We are more communal than any leftist that you can face. Leftists will pretend to be communal when indeed and communist until you want their money. Then suddenly they're independents. They become strict capitalists. We are capitalists who gladly give to causes that we think, you know, that we feel like need to be supported. So enthusiasm. And these guys, it was AP that says the Dems have an enthusiasm race. And here's what they based it on. They said they got a higher proportion of Democrats and Republicans in 8 of 11 elections. They said they exceeded the Republicans in 10 out of 11 races when comparing special election totals to the most recent House and Senate race involving the same electorate. Now, they say this. Special elections are not a perfect indicator of November, but if the enthusiasm gap holds for dozens of more fundamentally competitive seats in November, Democrats would stand a strong chance of emerging with a House majority and poised for state House gains as well. Let me explain what's going on here. This is the Democrats looking for any ray of hope. Please give us a ray of hope. Please. They say the data tracks with high-profile special election outcomes ahead of the 2010 midterms when Republicans flipped the House in many state legislatures. This year, the trends are giving the GOP pause. So they, and I swear, you got to read this article, because as you see it, you look at them grasping for straws. Well, look here, and then you have to look at this and that. And then don't take in mind, there's this little factor over here. Let me tell you the real factor. The real factor is you are a plugged-in electorate. The real factor is the guy you put into office has been a rock star. The real factor is that same guy knows how to get down to the level of the masses. The other factors are, what have the Democrats done? Do we have that clip? There's some, one of the Democrats, they said, what are you going to do? I think it was Avenatti for president. We'll play it later. We'll play it in the next segment. They're going, what are you running for? Who do we have? What do we have to run on? They can't even pick a slogan. Because you know what? Change We Can Believe In is dead. I'm With Her is dead. Better, Better, Better is dead. They tried to usurp Trump's MAGA and do a takeoff on that. It was lampooned. It was lambasted. Even the late night comedians couldn't avoid it. What are they going to do? They're toast. The article goes on to say this. Trump mocked Democratic optimism this week on Twitter, noting the GOP has a lopsided record in federal special elections. Indeed, Republican candidates won 7 of the 9 special House races, but all 7 were Republican seats to begin with. Several of them opened in the first place because Trump plucked members from supposedly safe seats to join his administration. So here's what Donald Trump did. He took 7 people, put them in his administration, replaced all of them. Now, most people thought, oh, no, that's going to crush, you know, the Republicans. We're going to start making switches, especially Ohio 12 and places like that. Nothing. What happened? Everybody's safe. But the Democrats want you to believe, ooh, you better watch out. You know, this, nothing. Nothing. I've already told you guys this. All you got to do is get out and vote. And I'm not telling you to vote straight ticket, but I would encourage you to make sure that the Democrats understand that you no longer agree with that ideology. Don't single anybody out. Just go bloop, pump, punch the one punch, all for Donald Trump. I mean, for the various Republican candidates, and you're going to be fine, because it'll be a vote for Trump, but it's not a vote for Trump. It's a vote for you. It's vindication of you. Anyway, when we come back, I want to talk about the Democrats' chances and who they're picking as one of their candidates. This is mind-blowing, to be honest with you. Anyway, Kevin Jackson, you're listening to
me. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
You said in your text of May 18, 2017, you concluded, quote, there is no there there. What were you referring to?
Sir, I said part of my concern is there might not be a there there. And as I mentioned earlier, I think is certainly at the beginning, as we looked at the allegations, there were a wide range of potential things that were going on. On one end, it was that there was nothing. that there was no illegal activity, there was absolutely no conspiracy to do anything, moving up to potentially individuals doing things that are illegally based on individual agendas, and on the very far end, some of the things that might be in the worst case, things which might lead to impeachment. But I was approaching that with a very open mind, not knowing where the facts lay or where they might lead, and some of that saying, hey, there is a reasonable chance, there is a reasonable, realistic set of things which might indicate there's nothing going on here.
Okay.
The voice of Peter Strzok. And what's funny, I listened to that clip, you know, obviously we all just did. And when you say, God, you know, I may go on to this team, but it looks like there's no there. What you're saying is, this guy's innocent. There isn't anything there. He's still, well, it could have been, you know, the extreme where there was nothing there, or it could be that, you know, there was all this collusion going on, and I was just saying I'm keeping an open mind. He wasn't keeping an open mind about anything. The last thing this guy had was an open mind. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, The Kevin Jackson Show. If you want to give us a call, 844-551-8255. Strzok is a vermin, a rodent, a swamp rat of the highest order, complicit in trying to pull off a coup in this country. If this were any Republican and the Democrats were doing this, we would have already gotten the person out. We would have gotten rid of all the FBI agents in this food chain, and we would have deposed the president because that person would have deserved to have been deposed. But because it's Democrats who have no scruples, no morals, no ethics, we are where we are. And making excuses. And the biggest thing, because I want you to consider this as we move this thing forward. Everybody that we've talked about, from McCabe, Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, Jim Comey, and so on, all these people were allowed to work their jobs for quite some time with knowledge of what they've done, with knowledge of how they tried to harm the Republic. Peter Strzok, finally, and you can file this in the what took so long category, finally has been fired over text messages where he essentially said, we're not going to let this guy get elected if it takes the ultimate. And as he says, we don't know to what degree that is. It could have been, harmless talk between him and his lover, the FBI agent. Or it could have been him saying, we'll do whatever it takes. We'll collude with Secret Service and all these other things. We have no idea. And it's funny. I made this comment months ago. And one of my radio people said, Kevin, you were condoning doing something to the president. And I was talking to the GM. I'm like, what are you talking about? And actually, we had to go back and listen to the tape. And I said, I in no way would ever, even with Barack Obama, would I ever wish that the president be assassinated. I don't care who it is. If it were Hillary Clinton, I wouldn't be wishing for that. I thought, how do these people listen to my program? I'm the most kind, understanding, tolerant person you'll ever meet in any circumstance. I will listen to the biggest of fools. I entertain anybody that wants to come up and have a conversation. I've had people look at me like, you sure you want to be in this conversation? I'm like, let them talk. I'm talking about people that conspiracy theories, leftists, and Kevin, I hate Donald Trump, whatever. I will listen to you. I'll entertain it. As the saying goes, it's a sign of an intellectual man that can entertain a thought without adopting it. I don't adopt these thoughts, but I'll let you speak it. But I know this. If you're asking me what could the FBI have done under the circumstances, Peter Strzok, you could believe that there's nothing there, or you could believe that he was complicit in doing whatever it took to take President Trump down. There was a group of people protesting in D.C. in front of the White House, and they were asked the question, what would you do if Trump is here? And they said, a bunch of them said, I'd kill him. Now, that could theoretically get you arrested and thrown. I mean, they're on camera saying, I would kill him. I would never say something like that under any circumstances. Barack Obama was the worst president in the history of this republic. I think he was an intentional plant to ruin this country. I firmly believe that. You couldn't do worse than this country if you try, is Barack Obama as a president. I believe that. But I've never wished him any harm. Never. There are people in this country on the left who not only wish Donald Trump harm, they wish everybody who ever voted for him harm. They wish they could get to us and make us pay. And the only thing I wish they could get to is backing up what they think they can do to us. That's my only wish. Because I'm going to tell you something. I know who would win the fight between the right and the left. Now, I don't know how many I take out, but here's what I'll tell you. I would take out a bunch of them. I would be a martyr in the cause because they'd say, ah, man, I tell you what, Kevin was like Achilles. That dude was slicing and dicing on the beach. That much I'll give you. I'm a radical. You come at me, I'd be all the things I just told you, being Mr. Nice Guy, blah, blah, blah. Would love to get along, honoring a conversation, whatever. I flip the switch and I will absolutely do you as much harm as I physically can. And then I can flip the switch back and go sleep like I'm on a getting a gentle rock on the ocean with a little ocean breeze. I won't have a single nightmare over it. You can call it compartmentalizing, call it whatever you want. You bother me, I bother you back harder. You don't bother me, you think I'm the nicest dude on the planet because I am. But these people, they are not. They hate you ideologically. I completely disagree with Hillary Clinton and all that clan, Barack Obama, all these knuckleheads, Antifa, BLM. I disagree with all of them in almost everything that we're talking about here. What's crazy is we agree on a lot. We do. We agree on 80%. It's the 20% that they're crazy on that we don't agree with, and it influences their 80%. But they don't care that we agree 80%. It's that 20% that is what bothers them the most. And they are willing to arm themselves and go shoot you at a baseball game. They're willing to pick up whatever armaments and go out with their mask on and beat you down. They're willing to shoot at cops and kill them in Dallas, Texas. You name it, they'll kill them in Louisiana. They will sneak up on them around the country. They will do whatever it takes because that is the way they are. And for the left that's listening to this program, you should be ashamed of yourself for supporting criminals, terrorists in our midst. And you know what's crazy also? Mitt Romney and Rubio actually stood up for Antifa. Said they weren't the bad group that we think they are. Whatever. I don't know their quotes, but they stood up for Antifa. And they're probably standing up for Peter Strzok. Due process or something. Peter Strzok, that tried to destroy the Republic, and he was proud to do it. You saw his testimony. He was proud to do it. He thinks of himself as a patriot. And so do many people around him. They don't want to see anything happen to him or McCabe or any of the others. And he finally, just finally got fired. He led the FBI investigation into the Russian interference in 2016. And finally, FBI director, deputy director, I should say, David Bowditch. Now, the attorney for Strzok actually says that it was based on the pressure. It wasn't based on any evidence, that it was a pressure. It wasn't based on fair and independent examination of facts, but pressure, political pressure. Unbelievable. Political pressure from a guy that says Trump's not ever going to be president. This is what he answers back to this. No, no, he won't. We'll stop it. Even the Horowitz or whatever, the inspector general, he said that, you know, this is prejudicial. He says it, and this is a quote, it casts a cloud over the entire FBI investigation. Really, you think? I don't know about you guys. I want you to imagine a job that you have and it's been uncovered that you've been talking smack about the president of your corporation, who, by the way, is a rock star. He's been doing great. And they find out that you've been conniving, doing things behind his back, undermining the company, the integrity of whatever organization you serve within the company and the company itself. How long would you last at that company before you were fired?
This is
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.